Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Howard moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman bunts towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. Casanova drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Salmon out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Bailey now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alves. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Barry Moore. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Brinkman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-4 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Hank Allen now playing left field. Lili May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Max Alves. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.